Yeah, I thought we ran really well. When we go back and look at the team scores, we were only about 6 points out of finishing fourth. So a pretty impressive showing, especially considering, being pretty shorthanded with eight kids. I thought we did a pretty good job. Katrina Williams goes top 15, finishing 14th place. And Haley White had a great race, easily a PR for her, running, I think, 23:58. So for her to run that did a lot for us on the team score. Bella Brock had a great run in the 24s. Again, I think that was one of her best times that she's run. Ella Brummer, she actually mid-race, she had a little bit of a hyperventilation issue. Her throat closed up on her, and she was able to recover from it. If you've ever been running and had that happen, it's tough to keep running, and she was able to do it. So that's actually really impressive. So very happy with the way that she ran. And then Allison Middens rounded out her top five. Again, she ran well. Her times have been coming down since last year, so I've been very happy with the way that she's done things. And then again, some new faces in that top seven, Grayson Kelly. Grayson Kelly, a freshman, she was running up there for us. Claire Comer, another returning runner for us. And so I was very happy with the way those seven ran for our varsity seven. Then our only other runner was Cadence Kenzie. So, some new faces in there and some kids that are just younger runners, a lot of sophomores in that lineup. Happy with the way that we ran.
Coach, what about the boys' side? Seventh place finish on the boys, 12 teams in the field.
Yeah, again, a group of pretty new faces. Luke Earlmeyer, I think he was usually our six or seven last year, and he was our one this year, top 20 finish. And again, if you look at the times there, it was pretty loaded. Lewis Central boys are pretty talented, and I think they pretty much had their top seven in the top 20. So, for Luke to go top 20 was pretty good first meet. I think he ran low 18, so we're happy with that. And Vinny Meisinger, again, he was top 20. Not far behind Luke, so senior and a sophomore right there. And again, Vinny's only in year two, so that was good to see. And then Xander Cook, he was our third. Again, he came on strong here beginning of the season, so he was third for us. And then fourth, I think, was Hayden Thompson. And then he's been dual sporting. He's kicking on Friday nights for the football team and then turning around and running for us, so he's dual sporting and making it work. He's been in that mix, and he's really cut a lot of time here in the last few weeks. And then running off the top five is Caleb Anderson, sophomore, and he's cut a tremendous amount of time from last year, I think over 10 or 15 minutes. So very happy the way that he's run. And then two freshmen behind him, Cooper Kinney and Anthony Akers. So we talked about a lot of guys fluctuating through time trials, and we continue to see it. I think we had four guys within a minute of each other, four at Hayden Anderson going through Anthony Akers. They were all within a minute of each other, 40 seconds. So very tight pack there through our top seven.
Allison and Grimes, coach, your thoughts on this meet?
Stacked field. We talked to our kids in practice that this is a different meet. There's not going to be a whole lot of different caliber opponents. Some meets you go to, there's some really, really good opponents or some average, and then maybe some lower tier at this meet. There really isn't. There's some pretty high quality opponents and not much else. I think it's going to be Southeast folks, DCG. They're high quality. Those are both high quality 4A programs. Van Meter, ACGC, who's a favorite in 1A to be competing. Indianola. It's not going to be a whole lot of low quality opponents. So we just got to turn around. We ran Saturday, and we have to turn around and run on Tuesday and learn to compete, bounce back quick and go out and battle and just find out what we're made of. So, that's what it's going to be. We went from a downhill meet to a flat meet, and then we get a week to train. So we just want to go out and battle and see what we can do.